The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. Glad you could join us. Glad you could join us again. Keep joining. So today, we'll talk about who are we listening to. I made a post about this about a week ago. About who are we listening to? And so let's go with the mind again. We're talking about the mind. Your mind can talk to you. Your mind can have you listening to a lot of negatives. This is why I always say that, you know, it's a battle, man. You know, we're against ourselves right now. You know, that's my biggest battle. I don't really compete against anybody. I'm not out here to outdo anybody. But I am here to compete with myself, man, you know, because myself will tell me that I just lay down, man, you know, you're tired. Myself will tell me, man, just go on and put that work to the side for right now, you know. You got to say, man, F that, man, you know. I got things I need to do, you know. So it's not always about the outsider influence, you know what I'm saying? I say that a lot about the outside people. But really, man, what we're really dealing with, man, is inner. It's an inner fight. You know what I'm saying? So put them gloves on, man, and, you know, get ready, man, because it's a heck of a fight, man. It's the biggest fight in my life, man. It's fighting myself to become better, to leave the old self and become the newer self. The old self don't want to go nowhere, man. I'm telling y'all, you know, he present, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of bad ideas, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of bad thoughts, you know what I'm saying? But the righteous side, you know, I keep it in perspective, you know, by smothering that out, man. You know, I don't let those negative thoughts overcome me. And that's what I be trying to get the audience, you know, get the people that I love and hear from to understand. It's that the inner battle, man, it takes more strength to fight within than it takes to fight with the outside world. You know, we could talk to people about everything, man. I could talk to anybody about things that are going on in their life and give them great ideas, you know. But then when it turns within self and fighting with that self, you know, sometimes we're not as strong because, you know, we've been set up with a lot of labels, man, that help us identify with the lower thinking, you know. If you've been called any type of names in your household growing up, if you've been labeled in school with, you know, unable to learn as fast as other people, you know, or just growing up not having much in your neighborhood, you know, and your outside surroundings in your neighborhood, all of those things plays a part within you, man. All those things make you feel lower. So when you see low-level stuff in your neighborhood, you're going through low-level stuff within your community, you know, low-level things within your household, within yourself, you're going to, in turn, identify with the lower self. We ain't doing that. We're making a conscious decision to stand up, and regardless of whom or what, we're going to do better. Regardless of whom or what, Tim going to stand up and do better, man. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, man, the last person I got to get past, man, is me. You know what I'm saying? That's the last battle. You know what I'm saying? I didn't got past everything else and anything else. My last victory goes against myself. I got to score them buckets, man, to get the win. You know, I got to get them buckets to get the win. How do I get the buckets? By maneuvering through the BS. Excuse me, but the BS. By maneuvering through the BS, man, you know, I got to play the best offense I got, man, because the self-defense, man, you know, these thoughts that come in our head, you know, a lot of people don't want to identify with that. They don't like talking about that. But that's real, though, you know, and that's the part that we're leaving out. We got to get in touch with ourself, our inner self, and then we got to control that inner, you know. Those negative thoughts arise, man. Those negative feelings arise, man. I have days where I feel like, man, I just going to lay it down and shut it down. Or, you know, want to mope or want to just feel sorry for myself. Nah, it ain't time for that, man. You know, I've overcome some battles. I've overcome a lot, you know. And at the end of the day, man, like I say, my last hurrah battle, man, is getting past my lower level thinking and recognize my higher level thinking at all times over my lower level thinking. You know, when I was doing a lot of, you know, just running around in circles as a young man out in these streets, that was part of my lower level thinking. You know, I didn't have a real big access to where my life was going. I didn't have a bright idea of where my direction in life was going. It was all based around what I was seeing and what I was doing. You know, I wasted a lot of frivolous time in these neighborhoods, you know, loved it, you know, met some great people, you know, and all of that. But at the end of the day, man, for me to become more than I know I can become, more than I even imagined I can become, it starts with winning that inner battle, man. And it takes everything I have to win that inner battle. It's going to take everything you guys have to win that inner battle. Don't be afraid to let people know that you have other things to accomplish. You know, we do a lot of that too, man. You know, we give in too easy to the outside sources, and we give in to our inside sources, you know, to the lower level. We're not doing that, man. That's why I say it's overcoming, overachieving, man, and overstanding. Be well aware of what it is that makes you move. If it's something outside of you that can take you into a different space where you just then lost all your cool and all your peace, you have to learn how to remove yourself or remove that energy out of your way. And the best way you can do it is remove yourself. Even within yourself, you're gonna have some battles where, you know, the energy just don't wanna, you don't wanna cooperate, man, you know? Over the years, we built up all of these negative perceptions within our mind. We built up all these negative feelings from our conditions. It takes time, man, to overcome all of that. That's why I tell a lot of people, take time with yourself, you know, outside of anything, man. Don't be sped up by nobody. Take your time. That's the biggest thing you can do, is take your time with yourself. Be patient with yourself. You know, we have a lot of these thoughts of expectations of where we should be in life right now. You know, oh, I should be further ahead, or oh, I'm not where I should be. And some people will tell you that, you know, they'll give you that look, or they'll make you feel that type of way of, oh, you ain't accomplished nothing in life. You know, you're this much, you know what I'm saying, or you're this age. Hey, don't none of that matter, man. It's their opinion. True enough, you can either use it as a tool to help you get some get up and go about yourself, or you can use it and let it hold you back. I'm using everything, man, to help me get that energy up, man. You know, I'm taking all distance, man. You know what I'm saying? Even with myself, I play the mind game with big, you know, I got to get myself amped up, man. You know, I do the Jordan technique. You know, anything that I don't really care for, I'll take that as a slight, you know what I mean, against myself. And I'll be like, oh, they don't believe, you know what I'm saying? It may have nothing to do with the person at all, you know? It may not have nothing to do with what they're thinking. But to get myself in the game mentally, to get myself in the game forcefully, you know what I'm saying, into my game, because that's what we're talking about, you know? We can fool the world, man, you know what I'm saying? I could tell a lie. I sit out here in front everybody. But we can't lie to ourselves, man. You know, I can go out here in front all day, but when I go home at night, I'm only faced with my reality. And if that reality ain't what I want, I got to go deeper, man. I got to go harder. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to point the finger and say, oh, they don't want me to see me win, or whatever. It don't even matter. Go within. Pull in that inner strength and use that focused energy. Use the focused energy towards a definite purpose. You got to find a definite purpose that you're using this energy towards. You know, a lot of people they be amazed. Tim ain't out here chasing the girls hard no more. I ain't out here doing a lot of the other things, you know, no more. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it is what it is, man. You know, I just see better things for me, man. I just see a better situation for me. You know, the old things that it was what it was, man. But I'm not impressed by it no more, man. I want more. I need more. You know what I'm saying? That's how I sum it up, man. I want more, need more. And God said I should have more. You should have more too. It's in the Bible, man. You know, you are rich. Thou shalt not want. We look at these little parts as little parts. But it's in the Bible too. Just as much you believe in the negative in Revelations or whatever else, believe in that positive that I shall not want. You know what I'm saying? No matter what's going on, you are rich. You have to believe that. And you are, man. You know, don't let these clothes, don't let the outside circumstances dictate the inner. Because the inner going to grab on to whatever you plan in this mind. Again, you have, your mind is like a field. You know, you can grow whatever you want to. You can grow a lot of positive out of your mind, or you can grow a lot of negative out of your mind. It all depends on the person. And just to be honest, a lot of the people don't have those outside resources of people talking to them about certain things of the mind. Some people don't even want to talk to you about how you feel. You know, that's why I say you got to check in on yourself, man. Some people don't understand that. But find somebody, man. Find an older person, you know, someone that's mature. Some of these young people are more mature than we realize, you know, but just find somebody that's good-hearted, man, that you can share and talk things through with, you know what I mean? So find you a good confidant, man, you know, someone, you know, whether it's your female friend, your homeboy, you know, your wife, you know, sometimes we live in the household in relationships, and you can't talk about your real feelings in those situations. So let's find those people that's willing to talk to us, willing to help us find our direction, because they probably looking for the same direction, man. But they ain't got nobody to talk to. They don't believe nobody want to hear what they have to say. And sometimes they don't. But that's what I say. Let's find those people. Let's look within. Let's find a liking, you know. We all run into people and we say, man, that's a cool person right there. You know, that don't mean that they can tell them everything about you. That's not that. But it's about having people earn the respect of you, you know, listen to what they really have to say. Because some people tell you who they really are if you just listen, you know. So just find the good people around you. Find that good energy. You know, get uncomfortable. That's another thing. You're not going to go far comfortable, man. Comfort is not where it's at. If you're comfortable, you're lackadaisical, you probably don't have a lot of motivation, you know. You got to get uncomfortable, man. You know, you got to put yourself in a position of, you know, you're against the odds, man. You know, I always look at myself, you know, as blessed as I am, I'm always like, I'm going against the odds, man, you know, because the odds is that, who expects me to win? So I'm always against the odds. Who really expects me to win besides myself? I have some people out here rooting for me. I have some people that have faith in me, but their faith can only go so far. My predetermined faith takes me as far as I want to go, you know? So the faith within me is going to really be the determining factor of how far I go in life, or how far you go in life. That's why I say let's remove ourselves from negative talking, you know, talking down on people, talking down on situations. Don't even let your mind gossip about certain things. You know, your mind will be over there talking about people, trying to bring up old things and old feelings. That's old gossip within yourself. Be aware when those things creep up in your mind, man, and stop it. You know, just like you do a child, you know, got to hit them on that. Can't do that no more. You might end up in jail. But just correcting those thought patterns, you know. So when those negative thoughts creep up, those negative feelings creep up, catch it, man. Be aware. Dead it, man. Cease it. You know what I'm saying? Because we all have an inner voice. Without me moving my mouth, I could hear myself think. You can too. Just realize that. So when those negative feelings and those negative thoughts creep up in your mind and start making you feel unwanted, who knows how people feel, you know? But you can control it. So be aware of it. That's why I talk about being aware of yourself. That's self-awareness. because you're aware of what's creeping into your mind. You're aware of the conditions you're around that may be helping that situation. And when you're self-aware, you learn how to push it to the side and not let it take over, you know, because we'll let things flip in our minds all day like some flipping pigeons. You know what I'm saying? It'll just keep festering. So if you don't really grab a hold of that thought, ball it up, throw it out, tuck it under, but you have to stop it. You can't let it just keep festering and making you going further and further into a low. We taking all L's out of 2020 and 2021, no matter what you've been through. I know it's been a rough year. We don't know where we're going in the next lifetime. You know, we don't know what 2020 finna bring towards us, but whatever's gonna happen, we're gonna deal with it regardless, you know. Don't fear, don't panic. Whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. Only thing I could say is start working on your inner self. Find peace within you. Find a predetermined definite purpose. Yeah, find that predetermined definite purpose. And when I say definite purpose, everybody has that dream of being something. I don't care what conditions you're living in. I don't care if you're rich or you think you're poor. We all have those bright ideas. We all have a definite purpose of, man, if I could just do this, if I can just, let's start acting on those if I can just. Because if you can just, you can do it. If you can see it in your mind, you can do it. You can overcome, you can become it. It just takes that personal faith. You know, let's stop believing in everything else around us, man, and take time to believe in what's within us. Let's take time to develop the strength that's within us. That's how I got to where I am at right now, is by overcoming myself. You know, like I say, I still have a battle against that. I still got to score these buckets just to get past that old self. He ain't going nowhere. We one and one. You know what I'm saying? We going to be together forever. You know, and the same for anybody out there in the audience, man. You're going to be with this person, this inner thought process forever. It ain't going nowhere until you die. So just understand that you have to overcome that spirit, man. You have to overcome that negatives. You have to. You cannot let the negatives overtake you. You know, some people born with a negative outlook on life. Some people household was a negative outlook on life. I have no control over that. You have no control over that. But once you become an adult that's able to think for itself, that's able to make the right decisions for itself, you have every right to throw out everything that you ever learned that wasn't positive. You have a right to throw out everything you ever learned that wasn't conducive to where you're trying to go in life. Let's stop holding on to these old words, old feelings from 8th, 7th grade. You know what I'm saying? And don't tell the where it come from, because the mind is like that, man. We pick up on things from when we was 2, 3 years old, man. And we'll call that up. You know, the creep in your mind. You're like, why am I thinking about this? Self-awareness. Dead that. You know what I'm saying? Push that to the side. Tuck it away. So just be conscious about what's coming in and out of our mind. And that'll get us a lot further. That's how you, that's that mental exercise right there. So that's your mental exercise for this week, is to find out how to control those thoughts, how to catch them when they come up, and find out why they're coming up. That's the real part, is why am I feeling like this? Have y'all ever asked yourself that? Why am I feeling like this? What's making these feelings come up within me like this? You know, a lot of people don't even really care to know. But everyone should, because it's an inner battle, man. Mobb Deep had a song. They said there's a war going on outside. No man is safe from. Turn that whole verse around. So there's a war going out. There's a war going on inside. So there's a war going on inside that no man is safe from, man. You know, P had it right. It's a war going on inside that no man is safe from, man. And somebody's going to win. The negative has the opportunity to win, and the positive side has the opportunity to win. It's up to the person. that's in control of those thoughts. You know, every human man and every human woman has that factor to does decide for themselves. I think the word is called desiderare. That's to make a decision. Desiderare. Yeah, and find some motivational speakers to listen to. You know, like I say, Bob Proctor, Les Brown, Earl Nightingale, Joel Osteen. You got a couple guys, Jay Brown, Jay Morrison. He's a guy, he's a good guy out here motivating people through real estate investments. You know, Derek Grace, Killer Mike, you know, or find your own. You know, there's another guy by the name of, I think his name is E.T., Eric Turner or something like that, you know. But just find what works for you. You know, everything ain't gonna work for everybody else. What I listen to may not work for you. What you listen to may not work for me. That's why they call it self-development, because you got to find the thing that helps you, you know, to help yourself. You know, what I listen to, maybe laid back. People like, man, I go to sleep to this. Some people listen to things that keeps them amped up, you know, and creates that feeling of wanting to accomplish. And that's all I want for you and myself, is to create that feeling of accomplishing, create that feeling of wanting to overcome yourself. You know, that's not wallowing these old feelings, man. If you holding on to anything from 5 years to a year ago to 30 to 41, you know, any time frame, let it go, please. Let it go, let it go, let it go. It doesn't help in any way, man. My grandmother passed, my mother passed. You know, I've had friends pass, man. And, it don't help to hold on, man. You know, I could have it in my heart, you know, and it's on my mind, but for me to hold on to it and let it hold me back, it doesn't serve a purpose, you know? So I use those passings in my life, man, as motivation also. You know, it's something to live for now, you know? Let them know that, hey, Janice Robinson had a great one, you know what I'm saying? Barbara Jean McNeil, she raised a great one, you know what I'm saying? You know, let's use that in a different way, man. Don't let it hold us down. You know, my nephew, Aunt Anthony McNeil Jr., you know, AJ, man. We living through those people now. We living for those people. You know, I take that load on and I use it as a motivation, man, to say, you know, I've become something, you know, because they were all watching, you know. They all, them spirits still around, man. And I want them to see, man, in all of my glory, man, and all of my greatness, you know, because I wasn't expected to be great, you know. Like I say, people don't expect you all to be great, but it's in you, man. Just believe that from every man, woman, and child. It's in you. Don't let the outside conditions dictate your inner thought pattern, you know. It's hard, because if you come out and see nothing but, you know, trash, mayhem, disrespect, you know, if that's all you're going to see, who are you going to see some positives from? You know what I'm saying? So I get it. It's not easy for everyone. It wasn't easy for me. But like I say, these are things that we faced against. These are things that we can overcome. That's why I'm here to help you, you know, tickle your mind so you can come up out of these things, man. You know, these things aren't to be taken lightly, man. It's a battlefield of the mind. Put on your armor, grab your sword, and your sword is your tongue. So let's stop putting out all these negative words and negative feelings. You know, your prayers are word activated. I don't know if y'all understand that, but your words have true power. What come out your mouth will come into reality. So if you steady talking about, I wish somebody whatever, if you're talking about you wish the blessing would come, your words have power. Be wise on what you say and how you say it. Only speak highly about yourself. Your mind doesn't know whether you plan when you say, man, I ain't F or S, you know what I'm saying, or this, or that. Your mind doesn't understand whether you plan or you're being for real. It's only taking what you're planting. And if you plan that, I ain't gonna be asking. I already know this and that. You know, thinking low level, talking low about yourself. You know, these things we take as jokes. You know, because we've heard it somewhere before. That's what I'm saying. Let's take all the old things, push them to the side. It's called unlearn and relearn. So let's unlearn and relearn what we need to. I don't care what the school said. I don't care what the parent, I don't care what the uncle, auntie, the kids down the street teased you, kids being still teasing you. It does not matter, man. Outside sources don't matter. That's the biggest thing. Outside sources don't matter, man. The only thing that matters is your inside voice. Use it. Your inner voice, the voice that nobody else hears. That voice matters. You just have to give it some love. You have to encourage it to be positive. And then you have to want to be positive. And this is how you win in life, yo. This is how people win in life. You know, they don't look at themselves in no way low. They don't let low thoughts come in their mind a lot. Not saying that rich people aren't depressed, that rich people aren't going through things, that people with a bunch of money, you know, just has it so easy. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the way to real peace is to find inner peace. If you won the lotto and won $1 million today, you're still going to be just as how you was as when you won, unless you renew your mind, unless you renew your heart. If you don't change your mind and your heart, the money's not going to help change it. The money's just going to put you in a better position to do whatever you was trying to do. So if you're a good-hearted person, money's going to help you be a better good-hearted person, more generous. If you're always down and negative about people and talking and gossiping about people, you're just going to be a guy with money or a girl with money, talking and down on everybody because they don't have what you have. You know, so money just magnifies who you really are. So that's what I'm saying. You only gonna get true happiness from within. The material can't bring it. It's monetary. It's for the moment. You can catch it, but it's not gonna be long term. So let's get ourselves together now before the money comes. Then that way, we're happy when we have the money. We're just as healthy when we have the money. You're not wasting your millions on doctors, you know, hospital bills, all of that. We ain't going for it. We speaking health about ourselves. We speaking wealth about ourselves. In that order. So your health and your wealth is what matters, you know, and your health is your wealth. My health is my wealth. It takes a lot to look like Tim. You know, I done lost a lot of weight. People don't understand how I do it, but I stay active, man. I try not to sit around a lot. You know, I catch myself doing it, but I always try to stay on the go. You know, you might see me riding a bike, jogging. You know, anything I'm doing at work, I try to turn it into an exercise, you know. I know they ain't gonna like to hear that, but, you know, everything is the exercise, man. You know, it's about keeping that upbeat attitude, and you gotta keep your health, you gotta keep your body up, you know. Work your mind and work your body. Work your body and work your mind. So with that being said, I'm gonna get up out of here. Got some other things I gotta get to. And it was a pleasure talking to y'all. See you next week.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.